Welcome to There Is a Method to the Madness. My name is Rob Maxwell. I'm an exercise physiologist and personal trainer. I'm the owner of Maxwell's Fitness Programs, and I've been in business since 1994. The purpose of this podcast is to give you the real deal, to give you the science behind things so you know what you really should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. Today, I'm going to talk about periodization in exercise planning. Now, I want you all to hang in there and give this a listen. Sometimes periodization is thought to be like really scientific and hardcore exercise programs, and it's really not. So hang in there, because this is going to be applicable for everybody. So before I get into that, let me thank our wonderful and first sponsors of this podcast, Jonathan and Lynn Gilden of the Gilden Group at Realty Pros. They have been committed to provide the highest level of customer service in home selling and have the sales and the reviews to absolutely back it up. Give them a shout if you need any help in the real estate world, 386-451-2412. So let's get into periodization. All right, so periodization, to give you a little history, comes out of two different areas, separate areas. First, you have some of the Russian and German influence with the Olympic athletes way, way back in the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s, 1960s. It comes kind of from there. Essentially, they were kicking our butts in almost every athletic endeavor. And, you know, we kind of looked into what they're doing. And regardless of any suspicions of anything else, they basically found out that they were training smarter than us. So that was one thing. It also comes out of the stress cycle developed by Hans Selye, a psychiatrist, a psychologist. In that realm, he dealt with a lot of stress, different disorders, I should say. So we use the Selye stress adaptation model in almost everything. So it almost comes out of that as well. So periodization has a good athletic background, and it has a psychological background as well. And really quick, the stress adaptation syndrome cycle says that there is an alarm stage, there is a reaction stage of sorts, and then there is a going backward stage, exhaustion stage. So we know that's what happens with stress, meaning first we're stimulated and then we either adapt to it or we don't. And if there's too much stress and not enough adaption, we go into exhaustion. And so periodization is a way for that not to happen. So let's get into what are the two main types. The first type is called classical or linear periodization. And essentially, it's set up just as it sounds, linear. Everything follows a straight path. The intensity, and in this case, the intensity is the load. We're talking about strength training here. Intensity is the load, gets progressively harder as you get closer and closer to peak. And the plan is built in a way to where you can do that step by step. In classical linear periodization, there is a overall major cycle called a macro cycle. And that means that 6 months or even a year is planned out in advance. Within that giant macro cycle, you have mesocycles. And mesocycles are typically like a month in duration. And then finally, within the mesocycle, you have the microcycles. And microcycles come down to the week, and if not the actual workout day itself. So the whole way classical linear periodization is built is everything gets harder as you go. So in the classical model, for example, let's just take a 3-month macro cycle for simplicity's sake. 3-month macro cycle. So that means in the 3-month macro cycle, you're going to have 3 mesocycles, each a month long. You would start with higher reps and lower loads the first month. The next month, you would progress to mesocycle number 2, and it would be more moderate repetitions, maybe say in the 10 to 12 range, with higher loads than the previous month. And then finally, in the last month, and some people will call it the peak month, there will be low repetitions and heavy loads. This way, the body is following linear progression of starting with lighter weight. I don't want to say easier, because higher reps can definitely be harder, but it's slightly less taxing on the joints and muscles themselves. And each month builds. Now, that's great for many sports. It's great when you have to plan workouts for like an entire team. The drawbacks to it is that you can't plan for everything. So let's say an athlete or a trainee is supposed to be on a certain mesocycle, but they got injured. So they fall off. You have to kind of start over again. So they're not going to be where everybody else is. So there's some limitations to it, but it's good. They're all good. I'm going to like keep this short. I'm going to explain why they're all good. The next style of periodization is called nonlinear undulating periodization. Now, they're called either one, nonlinear or undulating. What that means is that we don't have the macrocycle, mesocycle, microcycle so much. Instead, within the week's time frame, all of those light, medium, and heavies are done. They're just done on different days. That's nonlinear periodization. So, for example, Monday might be a light day, Wednesday might be a medium day, and Friday might be a heavy day if you're working, say, full body 3 days a week, just for simplicity's sake. So that's got its advantages in ways. Number one, it's good for people that get bored easy, because every time they work out, they're doing a slightly different stimulus. Number two, you can jump in at any time of year and do that. And you can basically just repeat that with slight changes the next month. The downside is there's not as much planning and there's not as much foundation work that can be laid if you're totally doing it that way. And then finally, this one's kind of like, I don't know, a little crazy, but I get the gist of it. I just don't think we need to name it anything. But it's unstructured, nonlinear, undulating periodization. Basically, what that means is it's almost like chaos. You're not really doing the same thing when you go work out. Every time you work out, you're using slightly different rep ranges, slightly different set numbers, different loads, and whatnot. Now, the crazy part is that still showed that it worked. Now, here's what we know. All forms of periodization, and when we're talking about all technical forms, I'm talking about the classic and the nonlinear, not really the unstructured, because that's just too hard to follow and really study. But what they found was classic periodization and nonlinear periodization, the two major types, both showed awesome results compared to somebody who doesn't follow a plan, a building plan. So it showed that the people, persons, continued to make progress without getting hurt. And that's what's key. So here is the long and short of this message. It is important to follow a build-up plan like that. Now, when people are coming for personal training, they're typically on full body workouts and we're on efficient style workouts and we're still using a form of periodization. So sometimes people will say, well, you know, how come we're not going up here? Or how come like we're going up when I reach 20? Well, because it's planned out. And I just said 20 as an example. Some people have different higher limits. Some people have different limits. That's why you get training to figure out what is ideal for you. And we figure that out after a little while, after our assessment, and we've worked with you for a little bit. So we have different like high ends. And when somebody reaches that in good form, what we know to be good form, then we move up. So that's a form of periodization. That's a way of going, we're not just going to like go by how we feel all the time. Now that's got its pluses for sure. I mean, there's no doubt that you're going to have better days, you're going to have worse days, and some days you feel like pushing more. All that is taken into consideration. Like, I'm a big fan of, like, I don't want to say loose planning, because actually, like, I love to plan. I love to write workout plans. It's like one of my favorite things to do. And it's not loose. Like, it's pretty strict and tight, actually. But I also believe that we need to be a little bit fair when it comes to following it. We don't have to always follow it exactly to a T. But overall, I absolutely believe that we should follow it. You know, I've said it a few times on this podcast. When I've developed any kind of like overuse injury of any kind, which again, I don't want to make out to be the worst thing in the world. I think sometimes people are too worried about those things. And it's like, look, a little bit of tendonitis is going to heal, but like a deconditioned arthritic body is going to be a lot harder to heal. I'll take an ache and pain here and there over the more serious things that happen when we don't strength train. So, but those things happen, and they could happen, and they're annoying. But anytime they happen, it's my fault, because like I push myself harder than I can ever push any of you. And for those of you that know me, I'm pretty good at pushing people. I push myself hard. And when I'm not following my plan, like when I just be an idiot and decide I'm going to try this and it's kind of like off the plan, that's usually when I get myself into trouble. But when I look at my sheet, my workout card, and I go, oh, so last time on my final set, I did 6 reps at, I don't know, 160 pounds, then my attempt today is going to be 165. Like, that's planning. When I do that, I'm making myself stronger, and I'm significantly reducing the risk of getting injured, and I'm significantly reducing the risk of getting overtrained. That is the beauty of periodization, because remember, in the opening, I talked about cell yeast stress adaptation syndrome model, which is basically overtraining in a nutshell if we do too much too soon, or emotionally, it's like a nervous breakdown. Essentially, they're the same thing. It's because we were trying to take on too much stress than our body was adapted to, all right? So they both work, and with the physical world, it's a little bit easier to keep track of like what we're doing than maybe it is our outside stresses, all right? So give periodization a shot, or at the very least, when you come to the gym, know that we've already planned it out for you. And we follow more of a linear plan, meaning that, you know, we increase the weight and decrease the reps as we progress with you. Like, that works really well. Sometimes we do nonlinear with people. I mean, I have done that with people, but just know there is a method to the madness when we train you. See that? See how I threw that in? That was pretty impressive. So let me thank Overhead Door of Daytona Beach, the owners Jeff and Zach Talk, Hawk or Talk. They talk very well. But more importantly, their last name is Hawk. They're phenomenal individuals who I've known for 30 years. So give them a shout if you need any garage door needs. If you need a new door, if you need service, give them a shout. Overhead Door, Daytona.com.